A new app putting our kids at risk, a vape horror story, and the Eagles hit rock bottom. It's Monday, the 22nd of March.
The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.
G'day, Matty.
G'day, mate. Happy Monday. If you're an Eagles fan, though.
We'll talk about that in a bit. Oh, my gosh. It's depressing if you're a West Coast fan today. But let's start with this police chase that ended with a flat tyre.
Yeah, two people have been arrested after this chase through Perth southeast. Officers say they tried to stop a RAV4 driving erratically in Gosnells just before 1:30 this morning. Officers say the driver then took off, but one of their tyres went flat in a car park in Champion Lakes at a sporting complex. So that all brought it to an end. Two people have been taken into custody for questioning. The vehicle has been impounded for 28 days. So the RAV4 has been locked up and investigations are continuing.
I will say it's always a bad idea to lead police on a goose chase through the suburbs. Yeah. Dangerous too. And now, talking about dangerous, there's a new app that parents are worried about, being urged to keep an eye on what their kids are doing online, which we know is something that we should be doing anyway, but anytime there's a new app, comes back to the fore.
Yeah, so first Facebook, then Instagram and Snapchat and
TikTok.
Now there are fears this little-known social media app gaining momentum among school kids here in WA could be acting as a gateway for predators. So that's according to cyber experts. The app is called the W App Anonymous Polls. So this app promises users they can find out what their friends think of them, which, you know, when you're at school, that probably sounds a bit enticing. When you get a bit older, you don't give two hoots what anyone thinks about you. So the West Australian reports kids as young as 12 are plugging in sensitive details that expose their school, age group, and links to other social media accounts. So you probably want to have a discussion with your kids about this one. W App Anonymous Polls. If you bring that up, you'll probably sound cool anyway because you know what you're talking about. But it is important for kids to know that if they put in certain details, perhaps they are being exposed.
Yeah, and the other issue as well with an app like this is it really exposes kids to cyberbullying.
100%.
It might seem like fun to allow your followers on social media to answer sort of questions anonymously, but what you might find is the response is not at all what you want. Instagram has something similar, and it's mostly just used as a way for people to either abuse or post inappropriate things to people anonymously.
Some workplaces do this sort of thing. These 360s, you know, where everyone gets to tell each other what they think.
Anytime you allow people to comment anonymously, you're asking for trouble.
You get the truth, don't you?
This man was asking for trouble when he put a vape in his pocket. This e-cigarette has exploded. His injuries are just staggering.
They're horrific. So he's had to receive skin grafts after this vape exploded in his pocket. It put him in hospital for 2 weeks. Can you believe that? So the 40-year-old needed skin grafts to his right leg. He suffered serious burns. He wants to warn others about the hidden dangers of vaping. You can see his injuries in the West Australian. I mean, maybe eat your breakfast first.
They are really, really horrific, as you say. And Australia is really looking at how it can crack down on vapes, like try and address the rise amongst young people, which no country in the world has really been able to successfully do.
Yeah, less to do about explosions in the pocket and more to do with the dangers of smoking.
Yeah, that's right.
But it does go to show what's inside these things.
Yeah, indeed. And now Ukraine has rejected Russian claims that it's captured the city of Bakhmut, insisting its forces still have a foothold in the Donbass city. It's really hard to get a read on what is happening in Bakhmut. So the Russians say that they've got control of it. Ukrainians say, no, that's not the case. At the very least, the conflict is still ongoing. One thing we know for sure is there's been huge losses on both sides. Speaking in Japan over the weekend, US President Joe Biden says Russian casualties at this particular battle are 100,000. Which is just crazy. And Biden also gave his backing for Ukrainian pilots to be trained to fly F-16s, which are sort of the high-performance American fighter jets, which up until now had not been supplied to Ukraine. Russia has responded by saying if the West gives the Ukrainians F-16s, that's going to be an escalation. The fear is, from some circles in the West, that if the Ukrainians had F-16 strike fighters and they hit a target in Russia, that could cause some issues with NATO and the US. Mm. And
but Biden has had to come out and assure the world that he has been given assurances from Zelensky that they're not going to use these F-16s to target Russian territory.
Yeah. It's I don't know. And because a handful of European countries already have F-16s.
America has loads of them.
Yeah, they got heaps of them.
More than 2,000 of them.
And the Netherlands said that they might be willing to export a couple of F-16s to Ukraine. Mm. But it's a bit tricky because, you know, some of the sensitive technology that are on board those planes, if they get shot down, fall into Russian hands, it's not so easy. But we'll see what happens. I think the fact that the pilots are going to be trained to use them is a signal that maybe there might be some sent to Ukraine sooner rather than later. Mm. And now, did you see the news of the Trevi Fountain?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So see the pictures.
So incredible pictures. Seven activists protesting climate change climbed into the Trevi Fountain in Rome, one of the most famous tourist attractions on the planet.
Yeah, everyone throws their coins in backwards to ensure they return.
Everyone throws their coins in.
Yeah.
These people threw themselves in and then poured diluted charcoal into the water, turned it black.
Yeah.
Astonishing. They were from a group known as Ultima Generazione, the last,
you were close.
The last generation.
Generazione. You were very close. You did well last Friday.
And they held up a banner that said, we won't pay for fossil fuels, and shouted, our country is dying. And they linked the burning of fossil fuels and public subsidies for fossil fuels to the deadly floods in the Emiliana-Romagna.
Emilia-Romagna. That's all right. We'll do a lesson after this today.
Area, which we know those devastating floods have killed people and just caused so much devastation. Rome's mayor, Roberto Gualtieri, condemned the protest, surprisingly, and said it's the latest in a series of acts targeting works of art in Italy. What do you reckon? Do you think it's... if you're making a point about climate change, which we know potentially could kill all human life on the planet, is it okay to do a stunt like this, or is it...
As long as it's not going to damage the fountain.
Yeah.
I mean, is it denigrating the fountain? I think it was diluted charcoal, so it's not going to do a lot. The thing is, though, these stunts raise awareness, but is it actually doing anything?
Yeah.
This is the problem.
That's right.
I feel like if you do the same thing over and over again and nothing changes, might need to change tack.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's right. And do you end up alienating people, you know, when you deface famous artworks or something like the Trevi Fountain? I don't know. It's a tricky one.
It's an issue, though. The problem with climate change is it's a sleeper issue. It's a long-term issue. It's not something that's going to have drastic impacts tomorrow. Of course, we see weather events change, but, you know, long-term. Like today, we had a report out of New York that the city's sinking at a millimetre a year because of the weight of all these buildings. And then you've got the effect of climate change and rising sea levels. So, you know, we're going to end up with Venice. Yeah, exactly.
It'll be quite interesting. Sport. The things that are sinking.
Fifth Avenue.
Adam Simpson's career as the coach of West Coast.
Oh.
So they had an absolute shellacking at the previously 18th placed Hawthorn down there in Tassie.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good at all. So they've jetted into Perth overnight after this dismal display against the Hawks into an absolute storm, you could probably call it. The front page of the West, we have Adam Simpson and CEO Trevor Nisbet, their faces on wooden spoons with the headline, The Last Straw. There are calls from AFL experts and from fans for change at the top, but then you have others saying, no, don't change a thing. Sure, if you change the coach, you might get a quick hit because they're looking to get, you know, a quick win, but it won't necessarily translate to premierships. I mean, I don't think anything's going to translate to a premiership right now. But we had Sean McManus, former Docker, and Mark Lacroix, former Eagle, on the game on Seven saying, you know, don't change Simo. Tonight in Seven News, Simo is going to explain that dismal display at 6:45 with Ryan Daniels. Wouldn't want to be in his
He's got so many injuries, though, right? Like, well, many injuries.
I mean, that's the out. You've got a lot of inexperienced players coming in.
And do you blame Simo for the fact that they've stuck with a lot of these older players and now they're all getting injured? and you've got a whole bunch of young players who don't have any experience because of the aforementioned old players that you've been hanging on to?
Well, that's going to be part of this review. Aren't they doing the review?
Yeah.
They're doing the review. I mean, that's part of it. That's
what happens. It'll cost them to sack him. So he's
Who would you put in? Well, Glenn Jakovic is calling for him to be axed.
Yeah, well, the thing is, so Simpson's contracted until the end of 2025, estimated to be on an $800,000 a year contract. So if the Eagles did sack him any time between now and the end of the year, it'll cost them $1.6 million.
Yeah.
Unless they come to some sort of a settlement, but it's certainly not an easy.
Why would you come
one.
To a settlement if you've signed the contract?
Yeah, I know,
that's
right.
it.
I know, right?
You'd be buying a house down in Eagle Bay. Yeah. You'd be sunning yourself in summer. You'd be having a great old time.
And also, you can't forget he's won more flags with the Eagles than the Dockers have won in their entire history. So, which is still zero. But Flag Mantle is back on track. The Dockers knocked off Geelong at Optus by 29 points. Now currently only outside the eight on percentage. If they beat the Demons this weekend, I think fans will really feel comfortable using the F word.
I like the positive slant you're putting on all this, because weeks ago you were like, oh, Dockers had all these losses, yeah. They're cooked, they're done.
Winners are grinners.
Yeah.
Well, now it's a streak, right? Three and a row.
Totally. Well, last season, who would have thought you'd have the Eagles on a front page like that with wooden spoons?
Yeah, I did.
The West Coast Spooners, that's what I'm calling them.
I think I said West Coast were going to be duds for years to come.
Oh.
There you go. The Wild West. Were you much of a Nirvana fan?
Oh, look, I was more into your techno and R&B, but, you know, there were two groups at school, techno, R&B, and then you had your kind of grunge people. But that is a great song.
It's a great song. I was definitely on the grunge side.
I can see that still now with your cap. Yeah, so. I don't think you've left the grunge side.
And so the late, great Kurt Cobain, the front man, of course, for Nirvana, he's a guitar that was smashed by him. He loved smashing Stratocasters, and one that he gave a good belting to has sold at auction for nearly $600,000.
Oh, and it's broken.
And it's broken. Can't
There's
play
no hope
it.
Of playing
you
it.
Can't play it. The black Fender Stratocaster had been expected to sell for only about $60,000. It's gone for 10 times that much.
Why is that?
I think people just got excited about it.
Okay.
At an auction at the Hard Rock Cafe in New York. And so
someone had a few drinks, I reckon.
It was destroyed when the band was working on Nevermind, their famous iconic album of the early 90s. It was given to one of Cobain's best mates, Mark Lanegan, who was a lead singer of the Screaming Trees, another big grunge act of the era, during the Nevermind tour in 1992.
He sold it.
Yeah, so he sold it
Why
to Mark Lanegan.
It?
Mark Lanegan died as well last year, and so it's
part of their estate has flogged
it off, probably a part of other memorabilia as well. But it's not a record for Kurt Cobain memorabilia. So 2 years ago, the acoustic guitar that he played on that MTV Unplugged performance, which was all-time kind of like iconic moment in music, sold for $6 million.
Oh my god! $6 million. Do we know who the $600,000 one went to?
Don't know who bought it. Don't know who bought it. So there you go. They put it back together, but you can't play it. So there you go.
Okay, Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall, but
yeah, indeed. And that's your news from the West Australian for Monday, May 22. And don't forget to subscribe to the West Live on your favourite podcast player. Matty, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Will do. Have a great one, mate.
You've been listening to The West Live with Matt Tinney and Ben O'Shea.